Hello and welcome to the Body Love Wellness Podcast. My name is Golda Paretsky, and I'm a certified holistic health counselor who specializes in healing your relationship with food and your body. This is a special edition of the Body Love Wellness Podcast. It's a Thanksgiving edition, and it's called How to Feel Thankful for Your Body. Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays. I love autumn, I love Thanksgiving foods, and I love the idea of remembering to be thankful for what I have. Being thankful for what you have is really antithetical to so much of our normal experience. We're constantly being reminded of scarcity. We get messages like, you can only eat X amount of calories and no more, you're not pretty enough and so you need to buy these products, and those Black Friday sales are ending soon and if you don't go to the store at 4 a.m. you're missing out. The message is, there isn't enough, you're not enough, and be very afraid. Feeling grateful shifts this. Feeling grateful puts you in touch with all that you have right now, and as a result, gratitude has an incredibly powerful effect. When you feel negative about your body and how you look, you're operating from a scarcity point of view. It's as if there's only so much beauty in the world, and you didn't get enough of your share. You end up constantly trying to change your body, dieting, overexercising, Botox, to get a little more of this scarce resource, or else you feel like you're hiding so that no one sees your lack of attractiveness. And that feeling of having a scarcity of beauty is also connected to an even deeper scarcity, a scarcity of self-love and self-approval. So how can we shift this using the principles of gratitude? It's really very simple. It's as simple as creating a list of what you're grateful for about your body. And yet, creating this list can be really challenging. When you're feeling negative about your body, connecting with your gratitude for its beauty and even its amazing functionality can be difficult. And so I'm going to start you off with a gratitude list that I share in my book, Stop Dieting Now, 25 Reasons to Stop, 25 Ways to Heal. 1. I am grateful for my gorgeous body. 2. I am grateful for my strong legs. 3. I am grateful for my long hair. 4. I am grateful for my big, sturdy feet. 5. I am grateful for my soft skin. 6. I am grateful for the way the cut on my finger is healing. 7. I am grateful for my curvaceous hips. 8. I am grateful for my kissable lips. 9. I'm grateful for my bodacious booty. And 10. I'm grateful for the way my heart pumps blood so beautifully. As you can see, some of these items aren't things you might normally be grateful for. I wear size 11 shoes, for example, and it isn't always easy to feel grateful for my big sturdy feet, as I call it. But at this point, I really do feel that. I can look at my feet and feel love and gratitude. I can feel it from my belly, from my carpal tunnel-y hand, from my fine hair that is going grayer and grayer by the day. I color it, but maybe I won't someday. I didn't get to this place of gratitude from continuing to brood over what I felt I was lacking. Instead, I found it through acknowledging and appreciating what I had. And I did that by creating lists like the one I just shared with you. So this Thanksgiving, be thankful for you, your body, your beauty. Make a list of at least 10, the more the better, things that you love about your body. And as you write each one, feel the gratitude in your body and see how it affects the way you feel about yourself. And P.S. Happy Thanksgiving to anyone celebrating it, and belated Happy Thanksgiving to my Canadian listeners. So, I also want to share with you that I have a meditation that's available on iTunes, Amazon, a bunch of other places. That is a body gratitude meditation, which is really great for changing the way you feel about your body to one of love and gratitude. And I also want to thank you all for listening. We now have 11,000 subscribers to the podcast, which really blows my mind, I have to say. And so I'm really thankful for each one of you who download this podcast and listen to it. It does my heart good to know you're out there listening and thinking about some of the stuff I'm sharing with you. So, happy Thanksgiving, thank you for listening, and have a great body-loving day.